Hello, my loves. Welcome back to You Manifested That. Today, we're gonna talk about the evil eye. You know, the blue circle that you can see everywhere. So, the evil eye symbol has been found through thousands of years of history across cultures, including Latin America and parts of Asia. This symbol is like four concentric circles in the shape of an eye, and it's used to ward off variations of evil. This evil eye is a curse believed to inflict pain or harm. It is bestowed from one person onto another, and it's like when you are giving someone the evil eye, it means you intend for something bad to happen to this person. And this belief is really, really persistent and everywhere now. Like, so many people speak about the evil eye. And I see so many people on Instagram and social media using this emoji. Even people wearing jewelry, nail art, whatever. You know, like, so many people are using this symbol. And I would like to speak about that because this is not something that you want to call, actually. 1 month ago, I was in Greece, and this is a Greek symbol, okay? They believe that the evil eye is when someone is jealous or envy you. So in a Greek culture, actually, there is this superstition. And actually, this is something that is like kind of passed from generation to generation between grandmother and granddaughters. So if someone has the evil eye, the grandmother is teaching the granddaughter how to remove the evil eye. But this is just superstition, and most of the men and people don't believe in that. But still, you can see the evil eye everywhere, on bags, on a keychain, on everything, like everything. And I'm gonna tell you something, like, this evil eye actually is something you don't want to wear, first of all. Why? Because you are already protected. You have no idea how protected you are, actually. You are protected by your ancestors, you are protected by your family, by your spirit guides, your angels, all the people in your family, by whatever, you know, you are protected. And I do believe that the people who need protection are the people who did something. If you are already protected, you absolutely don't need protection from something. You see, if someone is sending you this evil eye, you know, this bad energy, like they envy, they are jealous or whatever, like, energy is a boomerang. So if they send something to you, it will come back to them. And you are like already like so protected that you are like, you have like a huge bubble of light surrounding you. So nothing can touch you, actually. Even if it's touching you, it's not staying, you know, except if it's a hex or something heavy in witchcraft or whatever, like someone hex you. But most of the time it's not. So you don't need fucking protection. You need protection only if you did something wrong. You need protection if you behave the wrong way. You need protection if you are gossiping about people. You need protection if you are talking shit about people. You need protection if you are doing bad things to people in their back. You know what I mean? If you're not clear, you will need protection. But if you are fucking crystal clear with your energy, your behavior, with what you truly are, if you are fucking authentic, you don't need any fucking protection. You don't fucking need that. Pay it. And also, I want to show you, like, to prove you that you are so protected. I live like 4 years in Mexico, for those who don't know. And in Mexico, I learned something, like, you know, we have the beauty spot on our body. You know, in French, we call that grain de beauté. And in Spanish, we call that lunar. So this beauty spot, you know, the black thing on your skin, like the whole black hole on your skin. Actually, in the Mexican culture, I mean, spiritual Mexican culture, they do believe that the more beauty spot you have, the more protected you are. Like, this is a kind of the mark of your ancestors, of the protection from your family. And the more beauty spot you have, the more protected you are. It's exactly like if you are looking up at the sky by night and you see the stars, each star represent someone taking care of you. This is what I like to believe. This is calling me so much. Like when you look at the sky, all the stars, all the Milky Way, like all those things, they are like protection. And your beauty spots are exactly the same. Like you are fucking protected. So you don't need protection. And actually, if you are worrying and having the evil eye, if you are calling this type of energy, you don't need fucking protection. You are already protected. You were born protected. You are protected. But again, like, if you behave, if you did something wrong, you will need protection. So if you are already protected, you don't fucking need the protection of this evil eye. You don't need this eye. This eye is calling in the things you don't want. You don't want that. And you need to be careful about that. This is my fucking advice. Like, take what you need. And also I wanted to say that last time I was doing an activation portal with someone on Instagram for the 11/11. You know, it was November 11, like a portal activation because it's the angel number 11/11. And during these 3 hours almost at portal activation, this woman, one moment, she was talking during like maybe 15 minutes about attacks, about how you can be attacked, how you can have energy attacks, how you can have vampires, how you can have narcissists, how you can have, you know, like negative energies attacking you, attacking, yeah, yeah. And she was like that because she was just projecting, because she probably was under attack for so long, because she's like, let's say, a lightworker, obviously, but she's, well, I don't know why, but she's under attack. Like, this is what she said. And she project that on us. That means she shared this information during the activation. And I absolutely disagree with that. I didn't like what she did because when it's an activation, of course, you can let go of things. But this is not, it wasn't appropriate to speak about all the narcissists and all the negative energies and how you are under attack for 15 minutes when you are calling in stuff. You know what I mean? It was so fucking misplaced. I didn't like it. And this is not something you should call when you are meditating. Actually not. Like, I mean, if you need protection, you can create something special and ask someone to help you. But you don't fucking do that during a fucking activation portal for 20 minutes. Like, it was too much and I didn't like it. So that's my advice. You take it or you leave it. But you know what I'm talking about because I have behaved in the past. I had certain behaviors, the way I was speaking and everything, and I had my karma, so I know what I'm talking about. And now I can kind of like cleared completely my karma, because yes, you can clear your karma. You can completely have redemption about what you did or whatever. Your past is your past. And once you are like fucking clean, you don't need any fucking protection because you are already protected. And except if you have some karma to pay, that's the point. So all those people who are wearing like evil eye and stuff like that, they did something. They are not clean with themselves. So that's it. Take what you need again. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful to have you here. Like I have almost, like my podcast has been downloaded 500 times, and this is so huge. I am so fucking grateful. I see you. I see where you come from. I have people from all around the world. It is amazing. I am so, so happy. And I will ask you something, to leave me a review on this podcast, because if you leave a review, it's helping me with the algorithm and more people can see me and I can impact more people and I can be seen. That's the point. I need visibility. So thank you so much for leaving me a positive review. Of course, if you had like any haha moment or if I'm helping you with anything, like please write me a comment on the podcast episode, whatever platform you are using, like Spotify, Apple or YouTube or whatever, it will help me a lot. So thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. I love you, and remember that you are protected and you are fucking loved.